KX935, who is calling?
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Are you a smoker?
Yes, for a very long time.
And you're still smoking now?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. Okay, brilliant. Because everybody's always a reformed something, aren't they?
People have free choice and you should kind of do whatever you want. If you don't want to smoke, don't smoke. If you do, then do.
Absolutely. You want to poke yourself in the eye with a pencil? Fine, I don't care.
Right. As long as the blood doesn't get on me, I'm fine.
And as long as you don't do it while you're driving.
Right.
Now, what do you think about these e-cigarettes? I don't know anything about them. Have you tried them?
I did try one or so, but I have a lot of friends that work in the e-cigarette business or make, like, accessories for it, like little glass parts and things. But
When you mention that, the sort of paraphernalia, it sounds like a drug thing, right? And it also sounds like a way for people to make money.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the accessories. Either way, it's freebasing vapors and kind of... I think they learned from, like, crack cocaine, freebasing things.
Right, it sounds like the sort of crystal meth thing where they do it in a glass something, whatever, I don't really know, but...
Right, and you never know what's in there.
But it does appeal... Right, but it does appeal to that thing in us that likes accessories, as you say. I always think it'd be nice to get a VW bus because I like the tiny little knives and forks and the little plates and the little... Just that accessorizing in that way appeals to us in an odd way. It's got nothing to do with the nicotine. It's just the sort of psychological, I don't know, habit or the ritual of it.
Right, and too, I don't know anybody that really is using the e-cigarettes to get off of smoking. It's usually kind of in combination of sorts, or if in a situation you can't smoke a cigarette, then they go to the e-cigarette.
Right.
But it kind of seems like they're making the e-cigarette seem like a healthier alternative. We don't really know much about smoking vapors. I mean, people have always been around smoke and carcinogenics before electricity. People were always cooking with fires and things
right,
like that.
Right. But don't you suspect, I mean, deep in your heart, be honest, don't you suspect that if you are setting fire to something and inhaling the fumes, it's probably not good?
And inhaling anything that's not really air isn't healthy. I mean,
right.
I'm a glassblower myself, and I'm inhaling things and chemicals that I probably should not be breathing in on top of smoking cigarettes. So.
Right. But there's a difference there, because I understand that a lot of the things that we do are dangerous. Okay, what are you going to do? If you drive a car, it's dangerous. If you walk down the street, it's dangerous. But when you blow glass, there's a secondary purpose to that. Blow glass, you make something. So you sort of trade off. You go, all right, well, it's worth it because I made something beautiful here or something useful or something I can sell even or whatever. Right?
Right. There's
and if you smoke weed or do crystal meth or whatever, at least you're getting high. So you say, all right, there's a trade-off here. I'm getting high. I mean, I don't smoke weed. Don't get me wrong. I'm a sober guy. I've been sober a long time. But I'm saying, if you smoke weed, you get high. So I can see the point of that. But with cigarettes and e-cigarettes, what's the... there's no benefit whatsoever. What do you get out of it?
Right. And for me, at least when I do smoke a cigarette, I go outside and I kind of utilize the cigarette as an escape from the situation that I'm in.
Right, it's
and
a kind of punctuation.
And the e-cigarette kind of keeps you in that situation, you know?
Right, but what you've just said is very interesting. That you use it as a way to get out of, you know, let's say you're at work and it's getting a little intense, so you just get out of the room. But don't you think it's a light? Because the cigarette itself isn't curing the problem. Whatever the problem is something that other than that.
Right. Well, in our society, too, nowadays, you can't just escape a room just to be like, I need a moment. And then people are all like, oh, what's going on? But if you escape the situation and say, I need to have a cigarette, everyone's like, oh, okay, she's just having a cigarette.
You're right. And you know, I've never thought of it that way. It's absolutely... It is useful in that way. You get to go out of the room and not have to explain yourself. Like, I need a mental health minute or something, you know.
Right.
No, it's very, very powerful in that way. You just say, I'm going out for a cigarette, and that's it. Nobody even bats an eyelid.
Right. No one questions, is she upset? Is something wrong or anything?
Sir, is something wrong? Is something wrong?
I need a cigarette. I'll be okay.
Thank you very much for it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you. And now, go have a cigarette and think about me, because I'm dying for one.
I will. I will have one for you. Thank you.
Before you go, what's your favourite radio station?
KX935.
You did it brilliantly.
Thank you.
All right. It's been a wheeze talking to you. See what I did there?
I am a little wheezy.
Have fun and keep tuning in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.